Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live call-in radio talk show from the perspective of freedom, peace, liberty, and prosperity. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Captain's Log, start date 10022022. I had to think about that.
We're like double digits now.
Yeah, definitely. Like, wasn't summer just like last week?
It's crazy. Time flies, man.
I feel like, at least here in New Hampshire, the seasons are very pronounced.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Other places I've been, they're a little more, like, you know, you're like, oh, it's still sort of summer, but it's kind of fall. But no, here, like, one day it was summer, the next day it was fall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I guess
in a couple weeks we'll get, like, another warm day.
Yeah. Summer will come back and, just, like, peek into the room for, like, for a little bit. Yeah.
Just to remind us,
like, just kidding.
What it was like. And
yeah.
Piss us off. And
then 6 months of winter.
That's how
the leaves are pretty, though.
That doesn't last very long, either.
It lasts, like, a couple months.
Like, they're colorful
now. They change
now.
At different times,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
They're colorful now, but when they turn actual, like, when they've been on the ground for a minute, and then they turn brown, then I have that, is it the mamas and papas? The California Dreaming? Like, all the leaves are brown. Like, every day
and
that
the
I
skies
see.
Are gray.
Yeah, that's the one. And every day that I see the brown leaves, whenever I see them, like, bing, the you know, thing pops into my head and I can't
triggered.
Get rid of it. Yeah, definitely a earworm in that respect. But lesson to you musicians who are listening, if you want to write a timeless song, include something that describes something that everybody can relate to.
Okay.
Like, all the leaves are brown. Like, okay. Everybody can relate to all the leaves are brown.
That chicken line at the grocery store.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Too much butt crack from the fat guy. Right? You know, like that. Whatever, right?
We've got a hit on our hands.
We have several. I have to tell everybody that if you would like to join the conversation, you can pick up the telephone, if you know what that is, and you can dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
Or push those buttons in that order on your phone.
Yeah.
Dials anymore.
I
think you can also call in from the internet nowadays.
Yeah, we have a SIP thing. It's over on the Free Talk Live website somewhere. If you're
I don't know how that works, though, so don't ask me. I don't know why I brought it up.
Sure. Technically,
internet,
you know,
space magic.
Yeah, if you're technically motivated and you know what SIP is, and you have a SIP device that you could program on, you know, your mobile device, your tablet, or something, you can find that over somewhere at freetalk.sip.freetalklive.com. I don't remember where it is, but
gotta make it happen now.
It's there. If you're techie, you'll find it.
Yeah,
like it. And if you can't find it, then you're not techie enough.
Just use your phone.
Yeah, just use your phone. Call like normal people do. Or, I guess normal people don't really listen to Free Talk Live
for the most part.
So the rest of our callers and listeners do.
You've heard them.
You'll hear them again, too. So will we. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining me.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I was lamenting, I've never seen Nikki wear a thrash metal t-shirt until this day. And she walks in wearing a sort of a black and gray, white and black and gray tie-dyed Slayer t-shirt. It's very kick-ass.
I liked it so much that I bought it directly from the Slayer website, which
that's
is typically
way.
More expensive
yep.
than other methods.
But the money goes straight to the band without having to pay some sort of third party or whatever.
Buying a t-shirt at the show, you know, they're always going to be like $20 more expensive, but you're directly supporting the band, so.
Now that we're on the air, name three songs.
Discipler, Rain and Blood, and Seasons of Abyss. There are my
In the Abyss.
In the Abyss.
I'm pretty sure those are the ones Captain said.
No, No, you didn't say Disciple.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I said Rain and Blood, Skeletons of Society, and what was the third one?
Ooh.
I mean, I know like a whole bunch of them.
Oh,
you can just pick a different one.
One of my favorite ones, they did a cover album called Undisputed Attitude, where they covered a bunch of punk rock songs.
I did not know those.
Richard Hung himself is one of my favorites off of that. Everybody's like, oh, you're a big Slayer fan. What's your favorite Slayer album? And, like, that's a loaded question because I like a bunch of their albums. Season in the Abyss is probably up there, you know, probably alternates. But I really like the cover album, man. Undisputed Attitude. Because just out of nowhere, Slayer's doing covers of punk songs.
I usually don't like cover albums.
And I usually don't either, but, like, it's Slayer, and they're super aggressive with it, too. So it wasn't like they took punk songs and made them lamer. They took punk songs and made them Slayer-er.
They made them Slayer.
Yeah, so, and it's really good. I really like that album. You know, some Slayer fans would be like, oh, dude, that's not even close to their best album. It's like, it's an opinion question, bro. You know, you have a different one than I do.
No wrong answers.
So, yeah, anyway. We're in the studio. We're doing the show. You can call 603-283-6160.
I just want to do the neckbeard thing where you see a chick in a band shirt.
Yeah.
Name three songs, huh?
You did catch me earlier, though. You threw me off guard. And normally, you know, I'm usually the type of person that gets obsessed with a band, like Led Zeppelin or like, you know, whatever,
did
the
you
Beatles.
Have to say Led Zeppelin?
I'm sorry. Jesus. It's my favorite band, man.
But,
you know, I can name probably every single Led Zeppelin song if I rack my brain. I'm that obsessed with them.
But you can't name three Slayer songs.
Well, Slayer
when put on the
is,
spot. Like,
Slayer's one of those bands where, you know, I have them mixed into a conglomerate playlist of all sorts of metal music, and like that's the playlist I'll listen to.
Yeah.
But I never really like studied their music to the point where I'm like playing their albums on vinyl and stuff.
One of the reasons that I don't participate in this phenomena of when you see a chick wearing a band shirt to like quiz them. Right.
I hope it's because you're not a douche, because it's a douche move. It's just funny.
I mean,
me and Nikki.
Okay, yes, I'm not a douche, but also because I'm old.
Okay.
Right, and I don't expect somebody Nikki's age to have the level of knowledge of Slayer that I have.
Okay.
Right, I would be very surprised if somebody Nikki's age could name an album, much less three songs, right? And so Nikki, I know, is already, you know, a musically inclined person.
That's the other irony coming from me, because I don't listen to a lot of music. I've been to like a concert my entire life.
A concert. Which one?
It was GBH.
What is that?
It's a punk band. So I went to like one concert. I bought the band shirt because, hey, it's my only time.
Right?
I'm like in my 30s at this point. First concert. So I bought the shirt, and if someone caught me with the shirt, I couldn't even name one.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't paying attention, and I don't have any of the albums. I just bought the shirt as a souvenir.
On the, just thinking of the inverse of this phenomena, like, if a dude is wearing a band t-shirt, I have never, ever, in my 50 years on planet Earth, seen a girl come up to a dude and be like, can you name three songs from that band? Like, it's just never happened.
Yeah.
It's never occurred.
No, because it's a douchey neckbeard thing to do.
Yeah.
Chicks usually aren't like that. For the most part.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I apparently hang out with different chicks than you guys do.
But what, you know, the chicks you hang out with would do that?
Some of them. Or at least be douchey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to me, but, well, to other chicks. Anyway.
Yeah.
There's chicks.
Well, yeah, that's a whole separate thing.
They're kind of competitive with each other from time to time.
All the time.
From time to time. If that time that's now and also before, then so be it.
And in the future.
Every time I see a woman, even if, like, despite what she's wearing, I always pick a random band and I ask her to name three songs from that band.
I don't believe you. You just made that up. Is that what you're going to do from now on?
We should film that now.
Yeah.
That'd be like a good, like, man on the street type video.
Right.
Nikki on the street.
Name three Beatles songs.
I'm wearing this band shirt. Name three songs from this band.
Name three Metallica songs, please, if you will.
Oh, you can't? Well, then don't expect me to.
603-283-6160. Why on earth would PETA want people to stop having sex because storms are caused by steak? We'll find out coming up. It's Free Talk Live. More is on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Like a conductor in a symphony. He's doing the thing, and then he's like, and he just raises his arm up, and everybody's just like waiting to exhale. Everybody's holding their breath, and you just never let your arms down for the longest time.
So, okay. I don't understand. Not a musician again, right? Like, no musical talent at all.
Okay.
How important is the conductor, really?
I have no clue. I mean, couldn't tell you.
If, like,
all the rehearsals, all the practices, right? Like, you know the timing. You hear it.
You'd think so.
I mean,
what does that guy do?
It's the equivalent of having a coach in, like, football, NFL, right?
Yeah.
So, like, could the team go out there, call their own plays, and play the game? Yes, absolutely, they could, particularly if, you know, the quarterback has, like, a coach's mind, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. So all of the musicians in, like, an orchestra, for example, could totally go out there, and one guy would have to be like, one, two, three, and then everybody could kick in, as long as they can read
the
music. Perhaps the drummer, for example.
I'm just thinking of, like, a metal band or, like, a rock and roll band with a conductor in the front of it, like...
For the sports analogy, though, that would be the coach, like, in your ear for the entire game. Not just calling the play, right, but telling you, like, all right, move left, you know, throw to Antonio or whatever, the whole game, right?
Yep.
So I was in the school band, and I remember the music teacher, the clarinet. And he would stand up there with a pencil and kind of, like, do a little wag thing with it. Not like a full conductor arm swing, but just a little one.
He was just
a
ductor.
Exactly. He was just a ductor. But I had no clue, like,
pro-ductor.
Him doing that didn't tell me anything. I was like, he's just jamming up there. Like, I don't know. Yeah. He's just dancing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like when you play in a band and, like, people are sort of swaying to the music or if they're headbanging or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. Like,
those are the conductors.
They're kind of keeping the tempo for you. So, you know, like.
Well, some of them.
Well.
Maybe.
Okay.
Like, so if you know a conductor or if you are a conductor.
What?
Give us a call.
Oh.
Tell us.
At what number?
603-something or other.
You don't know the number?
683-6160.
Nikki knows the number.
I had to redeem myself because of earlier.
I've done it off the top of my head before. I just
have you ever deemed yourself?
No.
A little bit when I tripped on the tub coming out one day.
Gosh.
Hit the post on the other side and went ding.
On the way over here, I saw somebody with a bumper sticker that said, resist.
Cool.
And I thought to myself, you know what I've never done? I've never zested. Have you ever zested?
I've zested.
Have you zest the bar soap once upon a time? Because I was at a fire spring.
What?
Use a lever.
A little dial. Did you know a dial backwards is lathe?
Oh, I suppose it is.
Thought I'd throw that in there. Tums backwards.
Well, that's why you use it, right?
Hopefully.
Again, I use fire spring, so it's clean as a whistle. Not a whistle, but a whistle. Like Will Wheaton.
I'm also an Irish Wheaton. Spring guy, for the most part.
They used to make just a deodorant that was the scent of Irish Spring. And I loved that. It was great. It was my favorite. They stopped making it. Now they only make the antiperspirant.
Oh.
That is the scent of
Heaven
Irish
forbid.
Spring. And I can't wear antiperspirant. It does weird things to my skin. And like
it clogs the pores and stuff. It's not good.
Yeah. And so anyway.
Stops you from perspiring.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. But like, I don't really want to be stopped from perspiring. I just don't want to stink.
Just want sweet smelling sweat.
You know, so I want my sweat to smell like I just took a shower.
Okay.
That's all I'm looking for. Because most deodorants are way too perfumey for me.
Yeah. Right?
But you get one that smells like soap, you're like, oh, it smells like I just got out of the shower. This is great.
Oddly enough, I was having this conversation recently about old deodorants that I used to wear.
Yeah.
And I used to be like the Brute Actif Blue guy.
Ooh.
That was a good one.
I had the, as a kid.
With the click applicator.
Oh, yeah.
I never had that one. I used to have the green one. It was in the cylinder.
I've had that
container.
As well. Yep.
And you pop the top off and you have to turn the whole bottom of it to get it to, you know, make itself available for you to do the pit crayon. That's what I call deodorant, by the way.
The pit crayon. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that's common, you know, but...
I've never heard that, but it's very accurate. Yeah.
You're like, oh, it is pit crayon. Wow, weird. You use this crayon on your pits. Huh.
Ironically now, even though it's, you know, it's... I don't even know if you can still find it, but I'm an Axe guy because Axe has a scent called Anarchy.
Really? I didn't know this. Cool. Does it smell good?
Yeah, I mean, I wear it. So.
Well, one thing's for sure, it doesn't smell like bureaucrats.
Right.
So I'm like, thank God.
How can I be the anarchist and not smell like anarchy? And so I just.
What is the scent of anarchy?
I don't know. Remind me, and I'll bring the can and just light up the room a little bit.
We'll have to ax them what anarchy sounds like. Yes, timpani. We should talk about something.
This banter is getting ridiculous.
I mean, we could probably ridiculous banter for the entire show.
This is not Beer Talk Live. We must do actual news.
No.
Although, actual news. That's...
Well, let's not go
fucking crazy.
Yeah, actual news. I don't know if y'all had a chance to listen or take a look at the website. So Beard Talk Live, the uncensored after show. Well, it's on the freetalklive.com. So when you see the list of all the episodes of Free Talk Live, yeah. Beard Talk Live also appears in there because it's obviously an offshoot of Free Talk Live. It's just uncensored, internet only. But we got a logo made.
I know, I saw that.
And so
that was wonderful. Yeah, that was the logo. Great.
Yeah, I thought it added an air of professionality that, well, we don't.
I'm still waiting for my prosthetic.
Captain brings that up on Beer Talk Live. They're like, we've done nothing on the guest beer. I'm like, no, because I have provided a link to procure the guest beer.
Yeah, well, so
we're waiting for the funds. We're starting a GoFundMe. For the $40 or however.
Which none of us have actually started, by the way. Okay. In fact, I spent more than that on the logo because I thought that the logo was
more important than
the guest
beard. More important than getting Nikki a prosthetic so she can
be on
the show.
Come on.
You know,
the logo. The logo.
Yeah, the logo.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, the logo does have a beard.
I really think the logo was well done.
I thought it was too. Yeah. And it took like, I don't know, I think there was a total of 15 previous like attempts.
Iterations.
Right, yeah, iterations, right? And like the first four that the guy sent me, and I'm like, you know, I kind of gave him very little direction, you know, like, hey, it's a talk show, it's an offshoot of this, and, you know, kind of a thing. And so he just sort of, you know, went about doing whatever he did with little direction. And so, like, one of them had this very sort of 80s Miami Vice vibe to it. It was all very thin, and it was like pink and blue. And
I kind of want to see all these.
No, you don't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, trust me.
What's up with the pink, like the neon pink and blue?
It was horrible. It was horrible. And so I was like, look, man, if beards are like manly, and like Beard Talk Live should like give an air of strength, or, you know, think, and like the block letter, the letter should be like block and not like thin and wavy, right? You know, think strength, think confidence. Concrete, think rock, think, you know, something like
think
that.
Beer
so,
Talk Live.
But we got it done. So this is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ukraine on Sunday claimed full control of the eastern logistics hub of Lyman, Kyiv's most significant battlefield gain in weeks, providing a potential staging post for further attacks to the east while heaping further pressure on the Kremlin. A stampede at a soccer stadium in Indonesia has killed 125 people and injured more than 320 after police used tear gas to quell a pitch invasion, authorities said on Sunday, in one of the world's worst stadium disasters. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Sunday he sees no imminent invasion of Taiwan by China, but said China was trying to establish a new normal with its military activities around the island. A visit to Taiwan early in August by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi enraged China, which subsequently launched military drills. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
Dramatic pause.
It was the flare with the conductor thing.
I saw you moving the fingers there. Yeah. Kind of like the tassels on Dancer Girls.
Okay.
Except I think you went counterclockwise instead of clockwise, or clockwise instead of counterclockwise. I don't remember.
It depends which hand you were looking at, because I went in and then out.
Fair deuce. Fair deuce. In case you're wondering what you're listening to, the name of the show is...
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Very good. Yes, it is. Well done. You guys get... one merit point each.
Sweet.
I know the phone number and the name of the show.
Yeah. She's really making up for those non-Slayer songs.
Nikki's up.
You're going to have to step up your game there, Richie Rich.
I know.
The telephone number, if you would like to critique Richie Rich or Nikki tonight, is 603-283-6160.
The show where the stories are made up and the points don't matter.
Yeah, we didn't steal that from anybody, of course. It's just a thing that is uniquely ours and always has been. But something that is not uniquely ours, nor has always been, is Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. Again, bitcoin.com. All right. I do want to talk about this bizarre story.
Just the headline alone.
From PETA. But before we do that, I want to talk about this other thing because we just mentioned Bitcoin.com. And one of my favorite writers over there is a guy named Jamie Redman, who, actually, let me check now. Yeah, he did put this story together. We talk sometimes about the economy, right? Because we want people to prosper. We want people to, you know, have a good life, yep. Live the kind of life that they want, have the, you know, the, sort of the things or the people, you know, be wealthy in ways that aren't always surrounded by money, but money...
Abundance.
You know, abundance, yeah.
Well, and to counteract the effects of government intervention.
Most importantly.
Especially that.
So we keep track of things regarding economies, and I just saw this today. It was apparently posted 2 days ago, but Germany's inflation hits double digits for the first time since World War II. Their parliament reveals a $195 billion subsidies package to make prices drop.
So, oh my God. So I was talking about this yesterday.
Okay.
And it's a weird situation that we find ourselves in as people from the libertarian tradition, Austrian economics, mm-hmm. because we define inflation in a very specific way.
Right.
Right. An increase in the money supply.
Right.
Boom. And when basic. Easy.
And when we're pitching that to people, that's what we say. And then we get news of the world.
Saying the opposite, basically.
Not just saying the opposite, but that inflation is a worldwide thing right now. Like it's going up in the United States. It's going up in Germany. It's going up in the United Kingdom.
It's true. It is.
Understood.
From the perspective you mentioned, where all these governments have printed more money.
But that's the part that's hard to get the message across, right?
It's because misleading the way they deliver their version of the message.
Right. Because, like, well, if it's printing money and it's the U.S. printing the money, right, then why is inflation going up everywhere?
Because they're all printing money.
Because they're all printing the money. Right. But that part gets left out of every conversation. Yeah. And so I'm throwing it back in here.
Good.
To say the reason Germany and the United Kingdom and every place else, it's not because it's a worldwide phenomenon.
Right.
It's because they're implementing similar dumb policies.
Yeah.
Like stimulating the economy.
Every one of these governments has a central bank.
Right.
Just like the United States has the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor has any reserves. Every other one of these governments has their own central bank, and it's monkey see, monkey do right now for these governments. If we learned nothing from the events of COVID, we learned that what one government will do, another government will do, and try to do it even worse.
Well, now we have the World Economic Forum.
Enormic.
It's enormic.
Yeah, enormic. But we're kind of seeing almost this creation of a one-world government, which is terrifying, but that's what the powers want to see.
Yeah.
I will rule the world.
Here's the other thing. The other side of that, though, for me, is I don't understand why certain other countries who might be at odds with the United States or with the West or even looking to bring their economy up on the world stage would do the opposite and strengthen their local currency against the dollar by not inflating it and start rising up the ladder as like the next currency to hold.
Well,
they don't seem to do that either.
Because
they just also inflate.
When it comes to governments, they are very much like the WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment Organization.
Yeah.
And that is to say, when you watch the wrestling entertainment show, they distinctly show that, oh, here's the good guys and here's the bad guys, and occasionally one guy will switch from being a good guy to a bad guy or a bad guy to a good guy and like that kind of a thing. But you always know, it's very distinct, who the good guys are and who the bad guys are, and then occasionally somebody will jump ship. But when the show is over and it's between shows and they're all hanging out backstage, they're all friends with each other.
Yeah, for the most part.
You know, they're all there to put on the show. And that's what these governments are doing. They're all working together. We saw them work in concert, no pun intended, in concert during COVID to bring about what almost was global martial law, right? Because the only thing missing from the lockdowns during COVID were the tanks in the streets and the military occupation in the cities. That's the only thing missing from the COVID lockdowns.
Otherwise, well, we saw that other places, though.
We did. And what I'm saying is, like, imagine if they had just taken it a step further than they took it. We would have seen global martial law.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, and I can't... Whereas I understand the analogy with professional wrestling, as a big fan of professional wrestling myself, I just can't imagine that there are no true enemies or no ambitious leaders willing to buck the trend for their own benefit, right? Like there's 180 some odd countries. There has to be one going.
There was. His name was Gaddafi, and he tried to move his country into the gold standard. And look at what they did to him.
Okay, so they're inflating their own currency. They're hurting their own local currency, their own local people, out of fear of retribution from the United States.
Well, I think there's a bigger plan, and we aren't. You know, we just don't know it.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's
a lot.
I
know I don't know it, but like it sure feels like there's a. There's something afoot.
They can't be that dumb. They're not that dumb.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe that those people that have rose to that level of power are that dumb, and they don't know what all this stimulus is going to
do.
They know, and there's a purpose. And all I'm saying is there has to be another a balance to that scale of someone going like, yes, we know, and this is my chance to like rise up through those international rankings.
Yeah, I mean,
much like Gaddafi tried.
The I would say, was it Venezuela that adopted the Bitcoin?
Sure, yeah.
Right? That to me is like the only semblance of what you're suggesting that I can tell. Right? Because they're not doing it with their own currency, because they know if they did it with their own currency, they would face some sort of repercussion or boycotts or sanctions from, you know, these other countries for sort of bucking the trend, right? But adopting something like a cryptocurrency, you know, to me that seems like, for lack of a better term, the rebellious thing to do, or the way to put your country in a better position for the long term.
And then we could compare the levels of inflation, right, of everyone else and the country doing what we'll consider to be like the right thing.
603-283-6160. How has inflation affected you or your loved ones? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday Night Edition. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Sunday when Mark Edge was here, he did. Mark is a professional, right? He's been doing radio for a long time, and so, you know, he has a professional radio voice just as his daily voice, right? So when you hear him on the radio, it's really kind of no different than hearing him in person. But he did the most, I'm going to call it deadpan, and we're back, that we've ever had here on Free Talk Live. It was pretty amazing. He was just like,
ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you.
We're back.
And we're back.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It's like, oh my gosh, he's not even trying. That's just what he sounds like.
Like the three of us, we're all like trying to be enthusiastic and like, you know, bring some energy. And Mark's just like, and we're back.
It's like, oh, well, and you're like, I guess I'll just leave.
Yeah, we are back. Like, he just, so matter-of-factly. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you remember one thing that I'm saying tonight on this radio program, it is,
and we're back. Nothing but love, Mark. The telephone number here, 603-283-6160. If you've called before, you could call and also say, and you're back. So, totally possible for you to do so. Speaking of people who've called before, let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to say that the question of inflation in Germany is not as simple as it sounds. The fact of the matter is...
It's not an increase in the money supply?
Yes, of course, because...
Then it's as simple as it sounds.
So what's not so simple about that?
Well, remember originally when the European Community got started, it was called the European Economic Community, and then they changed the name to the European Community.
Wait, the European Economic Community, is that pronounced yuck?
That's pronounced... Eck more than I can.
E-U-C, yuck. It's like yeah. U-E-W-E. Anyway, go ahead, Rob.
So anyhow, what happened was that they came together as an economic group, not in anything else really, not in terms of the government, not in terms of the military, just really in terms of the economy, in order to wall in Europe so that they could operate as an economic unit, you see, and that would be to their advantage, which it was. The problem was that Germany was no longer in control over the money because it shared control with all of the other members of the European community. And, of course, the people who really got control over things in Germany were the people who wanted it in the first place, the only people who wanted it, and those were the biggest businesses in Germany because they were involved.
Yeah, we're talking about the invention of the euro, right, back in the day? And if I remember correctly, wasn't Germany the one sort of propping up everybody else?
Yes, and it still is.
Yeah.
And that's why Germany suffers so much, because we're giving our money out to everybody under the sun in Europe. It's oozing out of our system, and we can't even control it anymore.
Yeah, I can't really argue with that. Thanks for the call, Robert. It certainly is.
Oh, I was just saying, he said we, as speaking from the German's perspective.
Yeah, he fancies himself a suffering German, despite the fact that he lives in South Carolina and has for some time. We've asked him about going to Germany. He's like, I've been there, but like he doesn't live there. He's not planning to move there. And,
from Berlin, South Carolina.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, all this goes to show Germany dumb for joining the EU, right?
Yeah.
Because... If they'd have just stayed independent, they and all of their citizens would have been more wealthy than they are now.
That's how I feel about New Hampshire.
Yes. Yeah, well, except the opposite. New Hampshire needs to exit the union so that it can be more prosperous, because right now it's being held down by the
welfare
empire.
State of the United States.
Yeah. How, as you have said in the last segment, though, Captain, they operate hand in hand. So if... You know, even if Germany was independent, if everyone else is inflating the money supply, they go like, you got to go along with the Germany. Well, they are, compelled in some form or fashion to do so.
Yeah.
Whereas doing the opposite would definitely strengthen, Germany culture and people and whatever.
But even if that were the case, not joining the EU, right, or the Euro, not adopting that would have left them in better position, even if they did inflate their money.
Okay. Are we seeing that in Britain then? Because they exited the EU, right? And
they've always had their own currency, though, right?
The pound.
Yeah, the pound. They use pounds.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
but they're also inflating that.
They are.
It's
out of hand. They're seeing the same. Like consumers across the board, I don't care what country you're in, are seeing record prices.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? Now a lot of like these lefties would be like, oh, it's the companies that are raising the prices. Like,
they are.
Yes, they are.
Because
but
they have to.
They have to.
You know.
You can't flood the market with more money out of nowhere and expect prices to go down, which is what this article for Bitcoin.com suggests. It suggests that Germany's inflation hits double digits for the first time since WW2. Parliament reveals $195 billion in subsidies packages to make prices drop.
So it's going to get worse.
Prices aren't going to
It's like a bad joke.
They're doing it in California here, right? I go, oh, my God, inflation is hitting our people. We need to send out stimulus checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be, if they were sending out stimulus checks from some, stash of stolen money they had, whatever, that wouldn't cause inflation. But when they are literally printing more money, creating money out of thin air to give to people, it just makes it worse. You might as well just not give people anything. Because they still can't afford the rent. They still can't afford groceries. What's the point?
And we can see this evidence just by taking a look at, like, ads from, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, right? Used to be you could buy a brand new car, like a muscle car, for like $3,000. You can't even buy a used car for $3,000 at this point.
No, yeah.
You know?
You can't.
That was an article that I shared. I don't know if anyone talked about it on air. They came out with a new stimulus for electric vehicles, or like $1,000 credit for electric vehicles.
Ooh.
And then Ford went, okay, so now electric vehicles cost $1,000 more.
Yeah, we did. We covered that a little bit. We didn't go in depth, but that's what happens, right? The same thing happened with, what was the Obama thing he did with the used cars? Cash for clunkers, right, yeah.
That was insidious too.
Yeah. Yeah, and it backfired, right? It caused a depletion of the used car inventory.
I don't think that backfired. I think that was insidious.
Yeah.
Call me a conspiracy theorist. They got rid of all the clunkers,
right?
Right. Without computers in them.
Without the computers in them.
Right.
And then now the only used cars you can get are ones that can be controlled remotely by a nefarious actor.
I mean, you can still get cars that don't have that, but because
it's
more
difficult,
and more and more rare.
But they're more and more rare, and therefore those prices have gone up.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me because I prefer cars with manual transmissions, and it was hard for me to even find a manual.
Yeah, that's a
dime. My car's only like a 08, you know, 09.
It's actually impressive that you can drive manual. Because very few people are taught that anymore.
Yeah.
It would be like asking a 10-year-old to, you know, write an essay in cursive. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Well, they don't teach kids cursive anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
So, like, oh, yeah.
You know, the ability to drive a manual transmission is going the way of the cursive writing.
Yeah.
Which is not at all, right?
So I have a device at home that's, you know, about the size of
your magic rectangle?
It sort of, but it's not the phone. It's
the second magic rectangle.
It's about the size of a phone,
mm-hmm.
but it's a handheld, like, keyboard and mouse.
Ooh.
Right. You can use it, like, remotely or whatever. And I'm waiting for the day where that gets taught in schools as opposed to the keyboard sitting in front of you. Because everyone spends so much time on their phone thumb typing anyway.
Yeah.
You might as well have a keyboard that you thumb type on for your computer at the same time. That's what people are going to get used to.
I'm apparently non-traditional in many things, right? I talked at length on Beard Talk Live about how I'm a non-traditional guitar player. I took like 6 lessons. I really didn't learn anything. I can't read music. I can read tablature, right? I can decipher songs, you know. But like mostly, I just moved my fingers on the frets and the strings until it made sound that I thought was pleasant, and then from there
I just sort of
figured it out. Right?
He's playing a right-handed guitar left-handed. He's going nowhere.
I can't quite go that far, but like also with typing, I'm a non-traditional typist when it comes to regular typing. When it comes to doing stuff on the magic rectangle on your cell phone, I'm not a thumb typer at all. I got the one finger.
Oh, okay.
Right? I just hold the phone in my hand, right, with the index finger. And somebody recently was like, how come only men do that? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've seen girls do this too.
I don't know. Yeah.
They might be the swipers. You just trace where you're going and hope it guesses right.
I hate that. I can't do that.
603-283-6160. Yes, inflation, double digits in Germany. But coming up, we're going to ask, why is PETA calling for a female sex strike? We'll find out. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.